This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
13 Days of Halloween, Penance, a co-production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended, listener discretion advised.
Good morning, Father.
Sai, you startled me. I didn't expect anyone in this early.
Today's the big day, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is. You've come to help, then?
Just give me a task.
Well, at the altar, there's a stack of pamphlets that can be passed out on the seat backs. 6 per pew.
On it!
I must say, you seem especially chipper today.
Who, me? Don't think so. Just my normal, charming self.
Things are going well, then.
Well, let's see. Still locked up in a labyrinthine prison with no idea as to the reason, no autonomy as to what happens to me, and little to any hope about a future that includes freedom. So, I'd say about the same. But who's counting?
I see.
There is something.
Something.
More like someone.
Someone here?
Yes.
Someone special?
You remember the woman I told you about? The one I saw barefoot outside my cell the first night I was here?
The one who was singing to you?
Well, she was singing, I wouldn't necessarily say, to me. But, anyways, yeah, we've seen each other again. A few times.
You don't have to explain. But would you mind if I say, I'm happy for you?
Yeah? That's nice, right?
We all need other people. It is through those relationships that we learn about ourselves. Paradoxically, it is only by learning about ourselves that we may honestly understand others. And to that end, it is most important that we not lose sight of our own individuality in the reflection of another person's mirror.
Why would you say that?
I must be thinking about myself.
6 pamphlets per pew. What's next?
Sigh. I appreciate the help, but I think you'd better be off.
Wait, you're sending me away?
Never. But I understand you have your first day of work today.
What?
The captain told me you're to start up work detail this morning.
I am?
He asked for my recommendation if I thought you were ready for the responsibility, and I gave an emphatic yes. Didn't they tell you?
Why won't you tell me where we're going?
Work detail.
Sure, got that, but where?
Механический цех. Да.
Right.
What?
The machine shop.
What kind of machine shop?
Das Maschinen.
What?
The kind with machines.
Why is it so quiet?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, aren't machines loud?
Давай.
What am I supposed to be doing?
You'll find out inside, won't you?
Well, this is Interesting. I wonder what I'm supposed to...
You must be Sayuri.
Yeah!
I'm Thomas, your foreman.
Didn't mean to startle you, Sayuri.
Sai.
Now, chin up.
No, I mean, just Sai is my...
So glad to have you as our newest addition, Sayuri. And I can see on your face that you're already getting a good sense of how wonderful it is here.
This isn't...
Isn't like the rest of the pen? You're right. It's not. It's special. I think it's okay to say that. Look around you. Everything has order.
Does it?
Follow me.
There is no fighting here. No chaos. None of the disruption and politics of the rest of the pen. Do you know why that is?
No.
See that poster on the wall? Read it. Tell me what you think.
Balance. Let work be work, and let life be life. I'm not sure I know what that means.
All of those things I mentioned, those are life. Life here, anyway. But what happens in this room, that is work. Work is here. Life is out there.
Mm-hmm. And what about the Christmas music?
Have you worked with metal before, Sayuri?
You know, probably not.
That's funny. You strike me as someone who has. This is your station, right next to Josiah.
Sir?
Josiah, this is Sayuri. She will work on the machine in place of Robert.
Sai, and who's Robert?
Show her how to cut the blanks.
Right.
I'll leave you to it. Welcome again, Sayuri!
You can just call me Sai.
Look, see these? These are blanks. They're different sizes, okay? You match them to the size of your template.
But how do I know which...
Not now. Just watch. You take one of these, and then you open this box. This is your template.
Okay.
Every day you'll have a different one.
But why is...
You take your blank, you line it up with the template.
Okay, sure.
Then you turn on the machine. And then you grind the blank along the template, like this. And that's it. Okay? Try it. Now just follow the template.
What is this?
It's just a part.
A part of what?
That's not a thing to ask.
You don't know, do you? Do I get anything for my eyes? Or gloves?
Why would you?
I don't know. Maybe eyesight is good for working.
Right. Well, I suppose you could ask. Or not. Anyway, that's your job in a nutshell. Not much to it.
Thanks. How many do I...
Until you're out of blanks.
Well, here goes nothing. Okay. One down. A bajillion to go.
Everyone, lunch! Sayuri, where are you going?
To the cafeteria?
No. They'll bring it to us. Come on, into the break room.
First day of school all over again. Can I,
If you want.
This is crazy. We get our own lunchroom? This is so much nicer than the...
Food is here.
What is it?
Don't you smell it? Steak.
Steak? Steak? Where did this even come from?
Listen to me. It ain't gonna get better than this anywhere else. So don't ask stupid questions. Eat your food. Be happy you're here.
Oh my God, this never ends.
Good afternoon, Project 4. Your workday is over. Please proceed to security screening.
That's it?
That's it. Until tomorrow.
Good morning, Project 4. Have a pleasant workday.
Oh, different sized blanks today. Different template. What is this?
New day, new part.
The shape seems so specific. Like it's familiar to me. But I don't know why.
Remember what I said. I know he seems nice, but he's just like all the other Screws. Just do your job.
Sayuri, do you have a question?
No. All good. Thank you. Food seems, normal today.
Not every day is special.
Listen, I just want some idea of what we're making here.
Everything in this world has a maker. Good things, bad things. Things that help, things that hurt. Whatever it is, somebody had to make it.
Do you always speak in riddles?
There once was a king, and in celebration and reverence, a blacksmith came to him and presented him with a weapon that he'd make just for the king. And it was beautiful and special and unlike anything else, and the king was touched. And so the king went to war. His armies decimated their opponents without contest, and the king felt he owed it all to the blacksmith and this weapon. It was made just for war. So the king called the blacksmith back, and he said to him, "I want all my generals to have these." To which the blacksmith replied, "My king, it takes months of dedication and skill to build even one. I can't possibly make enough for all of your generals. I'll need to train apprentices, but then the technique will no longer be secret. So I need your blessing." And the king gave his blessing, saying, "Whatever it takes so that each one of my generals have one." And so the blacksmith went to train 5 apprentices.
No! Oh, God!
Sayuri, back to your station! Now!
Hi.
Project 4 machine shop needs attention. Medical extraction, biohazard cleanup, mechanical repair, enact replacement.
Ah, what a mess.
Could be a lot worse.
At least he isn't screaming. Grab his arms.
I'll get the machine.
I've got biohazard.
I can see the concern on your face.
That man
no longer works here and is no longer our concern. When he leaves this room, that will be life. Remember, let life be life, let work be work.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults.
you know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The blacksmith's apprentices were able to build weapons for each of the generals, and the king's army continued to expand and conquer. Then the generals went to the blacksmith to say, "These weapons are incredible. If all of our soldiers had them, the king's glory could spread even further." And so the blacksmith went to his apprentices and told each of them to train more apprentices. But the apprentices were haunted by the hundreds of souls whose lives had been claimed. And so, the apprentices trained the soldiers to make their own weapons.
Good morning, Project 4. Have a pleasant workday.
New day, new part.
Now that every soldier had a weapon to themselves, the army was unstoppable. The king's dominion continued to expand as they conquered lands far and wide. Still, they needed more weapons, for the greater the kingdom grew, the more there was to protect and defend. But now the soldiers were haunted by the ghosts of those slain, and they needed to find someone else to build the weapons for them.
So who did they train?
The slaves.
Good afternoon, Project 4. Your workday is over. Please proceed to security screening. Good morning, Project 4. Have a pleasant workday.
Day, new part.
Things in the kingdom were good, but in order to build all of these weapons, they had depleted the resources of the land. Mills had been built all along the river, so the fish were getting harder to find and catch. There was a hard winter, and the crops died, and the animals and wild game were thinned out. And when there wasn't enough food, the first people to be denied were the slaves. So while the king sat in his castle, safe and sound with all the food in the world, the slaves were out in the barren land starving. Many had come from the lands the king had conquered. They remembered their burning homes, their dead families, death with no conscience, but never without consequence. Altogether, the slaves outnumbered the soldiers, and the guards, and the generals, and they overthrew them all, even the king. with the same weapons that had conquered them.
But then, weren't they haunted by the ghosts?
Did you understand the story?
Project 4 room needs attention, medical extraction, and biohazard only.
Good morning, Project 4. Have a pleasant workday.
New day, new part. Wait, this is not a new part. Today, one of the parts repeated.
You don't say.
Look, can I ask you something? What was the weapon?
You ever notice, when you leave here, how Thomas only sort of half pays attention to the metal detector?
I guess I hadn't really thought about it.
What about your cell? The screws ever toss it?
Toss it?
You know, search through it, check the mattress, snake the toilet.
You know what? No. They never have.
Some of these people, they don't belong here, and the pin knows it. Listen, your parts are repeating. This place wants something from you. Or to show you something. Or maybe it wants you to do something.
You're saying what? That the pen has a consciousness?
At least an influence. Haven't you felt it?
What is it supposed to feel like?
You ever leave somewhere? Sure, you forgot something, but can't remember what it is? It's that sort of feeling. It's not constant, but I bet you feel it. Don't you?
I feel like that every single day. But just saying you're right, how do I know what it wants?
Think of it as a puzzle.
Good afternoon, Project 4. Your workday is over. Please proceed to security screening.
Sayuri!
Oh shit, you know what? I left a blank in my pocket. I was just about to start a piece right before lunch and I totally forgot about it. Could you please hand this to Thomas?
Thank you, Sayuri. Please be mindful in the future.
Naturally.
Good morning, Project 4. Have a pleasant workday.
New day, old part. I did exactly what you said. I've got one of each of the parts in my cell.
Good.
They took the blank from my pocket but didn't even think to look in my sock. It's such an obvious trick, I can't believe it actually worked.
Maybe it was supposed to.
Okay, but what do I do now? How do I put the pieces together?
How should I know?
Project 4 room needs attention. Medical extraction, biohazard cleanup, mechanical repair.
Good afternoon, Project 4. Your workday is over. Please proceed to security screening.
Lights out!
Okay, if it is a puzzle, there must be a solution. Somehow these all have to fit together. Maybe like this? Maybe like this? Maybe this is impossible. Maybe I'm insane. The pen doesn't want anything from you, Sayuri. It's not the fucking Overlook Hotel. The only influence it has over people is to crush their spirits into submission, to make them crazy over meaningless minutiae like this, and steal their souls in the process. They have the kingdom, the generals, the soldiers, and all the weapons. All you have is a contraband stack of scrap metal that's gonna get you thrown back in the fucking dungeon. That and delusions of grandeur that anything you do in this life could actually make a difference. Holy mother of God. It's a key. At least I think it's a key. But it's not a normal door key. It sort of looks like this.
Could be a key. Could be anything.
Let's say it is a key. What do you think it opens?
What do you think it opens?
I have no idea.
And I don't know anything more than you. But you put facts and observations together, and sooner or later, you'll understand things. Or at least you think you do. Anyway, that was fast. It took me hundreds of tries before my parts finally repeated.
You mean...
I already finished my puzzle. I've just been waiting to use it.
What is that?
A device.
A device that does what?
We're about to find out.
Wait, hold on.
Do you understand the story now?
Yeah, the pen is the kingdom, we are the slaves.
But we're also holding weapons, because they taught us how to build them.
You're saying that thing is a...
When we go back to the shop, you leave. Do you understand? No questions, no looking back. Just leave.
Yeah. Listen.
There's no time for that. This is what I'm supposed to do. I feel it. This is it.
You're sure?
No. But I'm taking a leap of faith. Now go!
Pardon me, Sayuri. Where are you going? Work hasn't ended.
Hey, let work be work and life be life, right? Well, if work isn't here, I guess I'm going back to life.
Unacceptable! If you walk out, there will be consequences, do you understand?
I hope so.
Somebody get her back! She can't just... Josiah, what is that? What do you think you're...
Project 4 purged. Repeat. Project 4 purged. Cycle 43. Initiate rebuild.
Days of Halloween, Penance, starring Natalie Morales. Episode 9, Occupation, written by Matthew Riddle. Editing and sound design by Noemi Griffin. Featuring the voices of Chris Jai Alex, Morgan Brown, Rachel Rosenblum, Raphael Korkill, Wayne Bastrop, Sonny Bowling, Steve B. Green, Miguel Perez, and Trevor Young. Directed by Alexander Williams. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers Jesse Funk, Rima Ilkayali, Noemi Griffin, Chandler Mays, and Casby Bias. Script editing by Lauren Vogelbaum. Story consultants Ben Bolin and Matthew Riddle. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator Wayna Calderon. Production assistants Jenna Johnson and Winona Lowe. Theme music by Rose Azerti, with vocals by Anna Humler. Recorded at This Is Sound Design Studios in Burbank, California. Engineered by Ross Arono. Special thanks to Romelia Osorio, Nathan Rule, Glenn Nishida, and Rob Mosca. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart Podcasts, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Happy Halloween.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.